Simon Zeisman has been working with mattresses for more than a half century. And for the past 16 years, he's been running a business in Toronto that tears old mattresses apart so the pieces can be reused.
I've only dismantled with my own hands 3,000 used mattresses, and my enterprise in the 16 years has only dismantled 40,000 mattresses, and therefore I know very little. I'm just learning.
Yeah, like Lance Armstrong is just learning to ride a bike. Now, apparently dismantling mattresses is not a cushy job. Workers pull mattresses from a big pile. I watch one as he makes a long cut all around the edge, snips material where it's connected to the coils, and then pulls the entire face of the cushioning away from the springs. It's kind of like filleting the mattress. When he's done, the cushioning goes on one pile, the steel springs on another. Zeisman sells the different parts to companies in the U.S. that rebuild mattresses. Other people in the business just recycle the steel and sell the cushioning for things like carpet padding and oil filters. Zeisman used to toss and turn when he thought about the huge numbers of mattresses out there, even though his supply hasn't been steady. When you buy a new mattress, a lot of times the company that delivers it will pick up your old mattress. Most companies just send them to the dump. Only a few pay people like Zeisman to have them dismantled. Until recently, those few have provided Zeisman's only supply. But the City of Toronto has started a pilot program to collect old mattresses from residents at the curbside for companies like Zeisman's.
The city's pioneering mattress recycling program has been a great boost to us and a great help to us. That is a wonderful development.
The mattresses the city picks up are stockpiled at a recycling center. Brian Farley runs the city's new program. He says Zeisman and other people like him are getting paid to keep mattresses from stuffing the landfill.
Landfill space in Ontario is premium. It's hard to find. There are laws and regulations that are more focused on not putting materials into a landfill.
Farley figures getting mattresses out of the waste stream will help the city to meet its ambitious goal of reducing trash by 70%. Mattresses take up a lot of space. They're big and bulky and don't smash down all that well in the landfill. South of the Canadian border in Ohio, Chuck Brickman has been piecing together a mattress recycling business. He wishes the government here would help increase the supply of used mattresses. Brickman can get some from local hotels and furniture stores, but it's not enough so far to run a steady business.
There's two companies right now in New Jersey that are sending 2,000 to 5,000 mattresses a month by rail from New Jersey to be landfilled in Michigan.
Why? Well, it's cheap. A few cities and states have special landfill fees for bulky items like mattresses, but most don't, so it's usually cheaper just to dump them. Brickman wants local or state governments to create more incentives for the mattresses to be recycled. In other words, higher fees to dump mattresses.
It's easier and more economically feasible for them to throw them in a couple rail cars and send them, you know, a couple states over, because there are no established tipping fees in, you know, some of the Midwestern states like Ohio and Michigan.
Mattress recyclers say government officials can raise those fees on dumping mattresses. That would make the mattress recycling business less of a dream and more of a reality. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.